from 88.3 WXUT, the University of Toledo's campus radio station, here's the news. I'm Ben Morse. Your top of the hour news update was recorded on November 16th at 9:30 a.m. In local and state news, the Ohio House passed the heartbeat bill on Thursday with a vote of 59-35, mostly along party lines. If the bill becomes law, it would ban an abortion once a fetal heartbeat has been detected. The bill does include exceptions for medical emergencies, but not for cases of incest and rape. What's the bigger picture here? Well, according to reporting in the Toledo Blade, backers of the bill have made no secret they want to use it to give the nation's highest court a vehicle to overturn or undermine Roe v. Wade, the landmark 1973 decision that recognized abortion as an extension of the constitutional right to privacy. With Justice Brett Kavanaugh solidifying a conservative majority on the Supreme Court, a ruling against pro-choice rights is more likely. In national news, the Florida Senate race between Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson and Republican challenger Rick Scott is headed to a manual recount. The Florida Secretary of State said that the Senate race was within a 0.25% margin after the machine count. The deadline for finishing the count is this Sunday. In the gubernatorial contest, Republican Ron DeSantis maintained his lead over Democrat Andrew Gillum. In international news, an international tribunal found the last two surviving leaders of Cambodia's Khmer Rouge regime guilty on charges of genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes. That's the news. I'm Ben Morse.